You, stranger, who only see us happy and free of care. If you knew the horrors we often have to live through, you would understand our love of eating and singing and dancing. There is not one among us who has not lived through a winter of bad hunting when many people starve to death. We are never surprised to hear that someone has died of starvation. We are used to it, and they are not to blame. Sickness comes, or bad weather ruins hunting, as when a blizzard of snow hides the breathing holes. I once saw a wise old man hang himself because he was starving to death and preferred to die in his own way. But before he died, he filled his mouth with seal bones, for that way he was sure to get plenty of meat in the land of the dead. Once during the winter famine, a woman gave birth to a child while people lay round about her dying of hunger. What could the baby want with life here on earth? And how could it live when its mother herself was dried up with starvation? So she put it out and let it freeze. Then a seal was caught and the famine was over, so the mother survived. That is what may happen to people. We have gone through it ourselves and know what one may come to, so we do not judge them. And how should one who has eaten his fill and is well be able to understand the madness of hunger? We only know that we all want to live.